Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hypocrite. You're such a hypocrite. Oh, I hate pretenders.
Okay, this service is for you. What other words? talk to me. I just need two more words. What other words do we use? We say pretender, eye service. What else? Somebody help me. Ladies, please, come on. Help me. Huh? Backstabber. Okay, yeah. Did somebody say something? Huh? Deceiver. Okay, put up that scripture. Let's look at it again. Now, how many of you have ever thought that God considers an hypocrite to be a destroyer? Do you know that the destroyer is one of the names of Satan? There's a particular principality. The translation of his name is the destroyer. It's a very powerful title for a human being. How does the hypocrite destroy? The scripture says with his mouth. So when you want to know the difference, so in this, considering in Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9, it is safe for us to assume that a gossip is a hypocrite. Come on now. I said if someone is a gossip, and a gossip is not someone that talks about you. A gossip is someone that never has anything good to say about you. That's why it's gossip. If the guy was like, I thank God for Sister Fatima. Can you imagine what God just did for her? Ha, God is so good though. That's not gossip. Do we agree? She's celebrating your testimony, telling another person, right? I just know my own is coming. That one is not in this category. But when the fellow is speaking to you with the intention to destroy your character, you know, there are some people, when they talk to you, you don't want to see that person spoke to you about. When you see the person, it's as if you just, the destroyer, the hypocrite has the ability to convince you without listening to the other side that this person is a terrible person. In fact, she's a level 999 witch. Her mother confessed in the village. Were you there? Do you know that she stepped on my toe? At night, I had a dream. I saw a beast, a giant beast, half human being, half this thing. It came, stood on my toe again. I woke up, I had to go to the hospital. Now, with these few words of mine, I have concluded that Sister Morenike should not be associated with. There was a day I prayed, God, if our pastor gave me a word, I had a vision. Sister Morenike just came to my house. We are gisting. She now say, do you really think? Say, do you know that's how I lost that miracle? Whether it's true or not, the next time Sister Morenike greets you and says, how are you? Congratulations. That's where they start. That's where they start. You know, I'm telling you another description for hypocrite most of you have not seen. A hypocrite is empowered by Satan to destroy you. It's not just gossip. It has the spiritual capacity. Please, if you are writing, I want you to put this down. That everything you read in the scripture first has a spiritual connotation. Everything you read in the scripture first has a spiritual connotation, which means you have to understand it first from a spiritual position or angle before first looking at the physical characteristics of that particular thing. Now, please put up that scripture. Let's look at the lower part of that verse. It says an hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor. You see, this guy has he has no feelings. You may be his neighbor, you may be his prayer partner, he will destroy you. That is their satanic giving assignment. This thing, you need to look at it, though, because we have allowed the dictionary to explain some things to us. This scripture says a hypocrite with the utterances of his mouth will destroy you. This is witchcraft. Are you here? This is witchcraft. He says, but through knowledge shall the just. The word just there is the word righteous. And the scripture, this is the same word that was used when the scripture says in Romans chapter 5 verse 1 that what? Having what? Okay. You people are not familiar with the book of Romans. I think we'll soon be in that book. We'll soon be there. For those of you that are thinking that are forgotten that we are reading the Bible. He said, therefore being justified by faith. See the word just there? It means, therefore being made righteous. Therefore being made righteous by faith. We have peace with God. Now, you have peace with God. Huh? You have peace with God. But you may not be delivered from many troubles. If you die now, you will go to heaven. You will go to heaven, no doubt. But on earth, you will have many troubles, which could have been avoided if you had the requisite knowledge. There are things that when you know that this one, it is prayer. This one is not prayer. This one is wisdom. This one is human relations, the way you relate with people. You just know certain things are like this or like that. They are not. It's not really everything that has to do with prayer. There was a message I preached in this church, maybe last year, like mercy is not common or something like that. Or God, mercy doesn't come cheap. Something like that. I preached him and I said that even when we say God have mercy, it is to us that we think the mercy was reckless. Every time the Lord administers mercy, it is because of something he has projected and he has seen. Huh? When God says that we have mercy on woman, it's because he has the ability to see everything. The person that was did not receive mercy, it's not because God hated the person. That mercy is only mysterious to us because most times God will not explain the reason why he chose to have mercy on that person. He will not tell us. Huh? But for whatever reason, all those praying against Paul that he should fall down and die for killing the Christians, God did not listen to their prayer. Meanwhile, there was a king, Pharaoh, who, you know, God appeared to Moses and said, I have heard the cries of my people. Are you seeing two different categories? I have heard the cries of my people and I am now ready to deliver them. Meanwhile, for Saul, all those who are dying and dying very difficult death, led instead of destroying Saul, led to his conversion. I'm just trying to tell you that we may have two similar situations, but the eventual outcome will be different because of how God is projecting or seeing that matter. So if the scripture says, through knowledge shall the just be delivered, it now means that we need to look at the subject of knowledge. Are we together? I think I will stay on this message for a while because I feel this is something that we need to look at. Let us read one more scripture. There's a particular scripture I'm looking for. Give me a second. I'm going to get it now. Let's read Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Are you here? Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Now, please look at the screen. This message is titled, Deliverance from the Spirit of Bondage. And I started by establishing that it is through knowledge that the just, the righteous man will be delivered. Which means if the righteous man is lacking in certain things, if there are certain things the righteous man is supposed to know and he fails to know them, he may not be delivered. This is why Bible study is important. There are churches I've been part of. The only thing they know how to do in those churches is prayer. And I thank God they gave us a culture of prayer. But they were lacking in many other things. They didn't know how to relate with other people. They were very critical. Many of those, the people in that church, they were judgmental. If they see you, even when you come to the church and you are wearing earrings, the way they look at you, you know that you are not really part of them. You are only coming. Eh? Do you know the difference? You are not part of us, but you come here on Sundays. Because when you are part of us, you will do what we are doing. And they say it even from the pulpit. You are here, you are still wearing your ring. They say, you will know that they are talking to you. Then when they tell us to pray, they'll say, look at the way this one is praying. Are you a first timer? Are you new here? In their mind, they are trying to challenge you. But what you are hearing is that, it's like I'm not part of these people. So let me get my blessing and go to are you here now? I spoke to a lady. I met her 2 months ago. And the lady told me, she said, I left my church, my former church, one of the top 2 churches, not even top 3, top 2 in Nigeria. So I left the church because why will I go to a church that I don't feel comfortable in? She says, if the restroom in my house uses push button, then I come to church on Sundays and I need to use the restroom and you give me koroba, you give me bucket to flush, or you tell me the water is not flowing, there's a drum, can get water there. She's not like, like I'll be coming here for a special program, but this is not my church. So she says she left. So this other church, they don't criticize her, you show your cleavage, you're proud of your body. Nobody's, see the way I was just looking, like I'm a pastor. Then that is you are not looking like. Can you imagine why and how people make the decision to go to the church that they go to? That here, even when I dress, I wear this thing, I show my cleavage, nobody judges me. That's what she said. I said, wow. To even tell the lady that you are going to a WhatsApp church, I could not do it. I was shocked. Now, that lady may now, she's not going to, because she told me the church she attends, is probably not going to that church for a miracle. She's going because it meets her social standard. When she has a real problem, she will call her mom, who is still in that old church. Huh? Are you hearing something now? She will call her father, who is always is a fasting machine, praying machine, even at 70. But as far as she's concerned, she wants to stay in a church where she can attend the 4th service. Because she says she goes for the 4th service. 4th service around 12. There's no problem with going for 4th service. I'm just saying that you can see how the knowledge she has acquired for herself has helped her, even unconsciously, is making some decisions. But you can acquire a certain type of knowledge. If you are not careful, you will just go to your office one day, you meet your friend, your colleague, and you say, your service, I was watching, you people did 4-hour service. What are you people doing? You know, you say, what are you doing? You now say, hey, it's even true self. What are we even doing? Through knowledge shall the just be delivered or be put in bondage. That's the meaning of that scripture. So I looked at the lady, very wonderful, but I felt sorry for her. That's the truth. Because if this leads me to the next statement before we read that scripture that I'm about to make. There's a witch that is on Facebook that I like. She's a witch. She doesn't hide it. But I like her. I didn't follow her. But I like her. I cram her name. But she's not Nigerian. She's from maybe Rwanda or somewhere. She talks about the spiritual realm. And I like her. You know why? Because many times when she's talking, I'm remembering so many scriptures. This next statement I'm about to make, I want you to capture it. And that statement is that whether you realize it or not, whether you agree or not, everybody operates in the spiritual realm. Now, we have been taught that the human being is spirit, soul, and body. These three are one. Out of these three components, how many parts of these components are spiritual? Two. Spirit and soul. The body is material. That means there are certain limitations in my physical mortality that except I am spiritual, I can't solve those problems. There are certain things that I may want to do in the spirit. If I have no mortality, I will also be restricted. Now, 2 over 3 times 100%. Somebody help me. 66.6 or 66.7%, which means the entire makeup of one human being is 66.7%. That means you are mostly spirit. Are we together? Please, are we together? Are you following me? You know, I told you, I said it is through knowledge that the just shall be delivered. If you don't have the knowledge that you as you are standing, whether you know it or not, you are 66.7% spirit. Minus 100. What's that? What's left? Only 33.3, including that part of you that we always make you disobey God. It's 33. It's not even up to 40%. Which means that the Lord allowed us to be built in this way because we operate more in the spirit. Everything is by design. For those of you who maybe the nature of your world involves building things or fashion or something, you will notice that someone says, oh, I want this style. And you tell it cannot work. Because your body, the way your body is built, this design, I don't know if there's something like that. This design can't sit on you the way you are. The way you are, you see that person you said you like the way it's not, you don't have the same body type. Where this one, from top to bottom, is straight. He said no. Say that you add some. Okay. But I hope you know that this thing will end in tears. Because I will, premium tears, because I will. It's just like somebody who is a bassist or whose voice structure is bass. He now says he wants to sound like Sister Felicia or Sister Chiamaka, who is it soprano? Are you which planet are you? Even if we twist the software and twist it, by the time we tell people this is Brother Chukwuemeka, they say, ah, no, it cannot be. The spiritual realm, this whole earth, I wish somebody would see what I'm saying. If the person that God put on this earth to rule this earth is only 33% flesh, what do you think this earth is? No. It means the whole earth, which must be built to design. Are you with me? This earth that accommodates 33.3% of my humanity, it must be built in a way to accommodate that humanity. Which means if we add the earth to the spiritual realm, even this earth, if you calculate the average, is it mean now? Mean average, you cannot get more than 33.3% in terms of the structure of the earth as against the universe. Are you still with me? Are we together? All right. I want you to understand what I'm saying, because if you don't capture it, you may find it extremely difficult to trace where most of your problems are coming from. Let's read that scripture. For you have not received the spirit of bondage. What's the next word? Again. This matter was solved and attended to when you came to Christ. But it is possible, without a certain type of knowledge, you will be dragged again into something you have left, something you have been delivered from. Paul was speaking in Galatians. He said, who has bewitched you, O Galatians, that having started in the spirit, you now want to end up in the flesh? Look at what Paul calls it, witchcraft. That whatever makes a believer to be on fire for God, then he wakes up 2 years later and says, everything is not prayer. Everything is not fasting. With full chest. Or what is the big thing about praying at night? After all, people only pray at night because it's the best time for you when nobody will disturb. Who told you? Who told you? The banker who wakes up 12 midnight to pray, is she normal? Don't you think that if something was not pursuing her, she would be asleep? Who has ever woken up to pray at night because it was convenient? How many of you woke up to pray at night and you just say, hallelujah, we are here again. We are here again. Holy Ghost power. Send down power. You know, you just shut up. You just drag yourself. So I want to encourage those of you who feel bad. As if they do you. Now, as if they do me. If you want pray, make you pray. You will start. Shut up. Pastor will say, you pray, you fervent. My brother, if it's anything from 12, it cannot start like that. You have to laugh. Then your voice will begin to go up little by little. Huh? Little by little. It's little by little. Put up that scripture. He said, you have not received again you have not received the spirit of bondage again to what? To what? But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we are able to cry. Now, my area of concern in today's service is the spirit of fear. If I'm privileged by God to, when on Sunday, I will continue from here. I want to show you, I will just take, if it's only this one, I will take it and I will address it. Now, let me tell you, the strongest weapon that Satan has outside ignorance is fear. And you need to remember this one. If Satan can keep you from knowing the truth about a matter, he doesn't need to worry about you. But if he knows that you are aware, he will use fear. Because once he begins to use fear, he wants to terrorize you. The Bible says fear has great torment. Fear has great torment. There's something about fear, you just freeze. For whatever reason, you want to take that step, but you think about all the bad things that can happen. I remember a few years ago, I had a colleague at the office. And she didn't get married for so many years. I think at some point she was like 35, 36. So, sometimes we would talk about it. One day she now opened up to me. She said that the person she wanted to get married to had an accident on Third Mainland and he died. So she has, this like years after, she has not gotten over it. She feels like a widow. In my mind, like, sorry, apart from the fact that people are planning to get married, is there something people are doing? Because I'm trying to imagine why this thing is paining you like this. Is there something? Are you sinning? Are you committing sin to get married? I want to, I don't, say 5 years, 6 years, 10 times she wants to get close to somebody, she will just remember like, that so they won't be saying the first one, that's how he died. Second one, that's how he died. So she doesn't know whether that will repeat itself, but she doesn't want that if it happens a second time, her emotional resolve will be broken. So she's not married though. Eh? She comes to the bank, she wears dresses, you know, kit up. Say, oh, you're welcome to speak to us. But when she's alone, she knows that there are powers. Eh? She doesn't claim to be spiritual. But she knows that whatever took the first man
is around somewhere. So when she says no to you, it's not because she doesn't like you. It's because, she said that trying to save your life, or she prefers not to be informed again that she can never be married. And I can assure you, when she goes to all those prophets, you have a spiritual husband, you have two husbands, you have three children. Do you normally see yourself having children playing in your dream? Yeah, you have spiritual children. And those prophets from Ikorodu, that's their work. I'm telling you one knowledge. You see, because the person who refuses to invest in spiritual knowledge, we invest in another type of knowledge. There's no free zone. There's no area that I say, this is me. This is what I am, a free thinker. That free thinking is a type of knowledge. Put up that scripture. He said, we have not received the spirit of bondage. You see how God categorizes bondage? He calls it a spirit. Come on, are you here? So if I gave you an analogy, I said if the human being is 66.7 spirit, and we assume that the same for balance, whatever is established in the heavens is established. So that means the earth and heavens are also, or the spirit realm are also established. Let's just give the physical realm 33%. Give the whole spiritual realm 66% for balance. Which means everything that you see and you say, this is my weakness, is a spirit. I just don't know. I just can't. If I don't take 5 sticks of cigarette, I can't function. I just have to. I'm not harming anybody. I don't like it, but it's just me, you know. I know you understand me. I don't understand. I get you, but I don't understand. What you should know is that what you should be worried about is not that you are addicted to cigarette. You need to look for the parent spirit. The parent. The prince over that activity. The Bible calls it the spirit of bondage. And one of the indicators you will find when you are dealing with the spirit of bondage is that thing will be in your face, something you are very afraid of. People may not even know, you don't talk about it. Huh? For instance, I don't like heights. When I watch all those videos on YouTube where somebody is walking on a very thin rope, I say, this guy, people have caught him. In my mind, number one, I will not do it. Number two, for me to do it, I will first go for training on how to use a parachute, so that in case my village people are around, I will also plan for them. Once I cannot, the problem is, this is the way you walk, straight. But when you're on that tight rope, you just, you say, when I pray, I just pray quietly. That on that rope, you shout, my God, my Father, my God, Do you know that even if it was in a dream, that's how you'll be shouting? You know that dream is not real. But that's how you'll be shouting. You'll be sweating. You will wake up sweating, even though the AC is on. Because that experience is real to your humanity. Haven't you seen people that were caught in the dream and they woke up and saw cut on their body? Even the person who says, I don't believe in God, he still has dreams. Dream is a sign for you to know that there's a spiritual side to you that you are not even aware of. So Paul refers to this thing as the spirit of bondage. And the primary way that spirit manifests is through fear. Look at it. He said, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. One of the strongest elements of the spirit of bondage is fear. Because for that spirit to rule over you, it must capture you. To capture you means that
It will introduce an addiction. It may be addiction to sex. There are people that are not sinning now, but they know they are addicted to sex. It's just that that's why they are not playing around that area. They don't stay close to people because they cannot vouch for themselves. So they'll just be managing. You see them, they're in prayer meeting, they're in church. They are using that thing to my sister is laughing. They are using that thing to manage themselves. You know, you just manage yourself. That, okay, I'll soon marry. So you see the way they are responding now. Now, I don't manage myself. I just use this one, they hold my body. The pastor say 10 o'clock, I will be there. Choir, I'll be there. End time. Prayer meeting, I'll be there. Return of Jesus Christ prayer meeting, I'll be there. Everything, I must be there. Just to, you don't want to give yourself chance to misbehave. And it's good though. Hello? I say it's good. Oh, hey. Know yourself. Who said it? Is it Confucius? It's one of these philosophers. Say, know thyself. Socrates. Know that, don't go and compare yourself with someone that lived in the barrack all his life. You, just as I say, pray. Just they follow me. Make with they pray. Because the day you stop, the spirit of bondage, that fear. You know, how many of you know that for many people who have addictions, there are triggers. There are situations you find yourself, you can no longer resist that. You yourself will just tell yourself, go and do it because you don't want to fight. You don't have energy today. And what are those triggers? Number one, the root of it is fear. The fear of I can never be free from this thing. This thing is part of me. Eh? Even when you see people who say, oh, I used to do this, but God delivered, I say, ah, thank God for you. I know it and say, me, I feel day free because my own has entered my blood. The thing is in my body. So the root cause of bondage is fear. Then you must look for the trigger. Triggers such as boredom. Boredom. When you are just alone like this, you're alone in your room. Like, it could be 10 minutes. He said, that 10 minutes, they know you are around. They will just rush in. Who can relate with what I'm saying, please? I need to be sure I'm talking to people who have been there. Who knows boredom as a trigger for bad things? Ah. Okay. Those moments when those triggers are being pushed, you become another person that you don't recognize. Another version of you that you really don't want anybody to meet. Eh? But you have this angelic face. You have an angelic face. I'm trying to tell you that the same way God assigned angels. You know, Jesus told us that every child born into this world, they are assigned an angel. Do we agree? The same way Satan assigned you demons. For balance. Are you here? Church is quiet. Are we together so far? I am telling you that for whatever reason God felt you are important enough, you've not accepted Jesus, so he gave you an angel. Jesus said their angels always behold the face of the Father. Which means the angels, there are some angels in heaven who may not see God in a whole year. Because their work doesn't involve coming into the presence of God. But your own angel, like all these our young children, their angel can go that without invitation. I want to see Baba. I don't know what's happening. It's like the mother wants to kill him. The angel is this boy here. This angel, as Jesus said, they behold. They are special angels. So why do you think Satan will not assign a demon to you? Why do you think Satan is always interested in bloodlines, family history? Because he knows that whatever is rooted in your family can fight your prophecy. He knows. I said the spirit of bondage is not an addiction. It's a spirit. It's a spirit, a living being. And the way it operates is through what? Through what? Through fear. And those fears are rooted in triggers. You need to know what your triggers. For some of you, it is some type of people that you have around you. You may be very normal, but when that your friend comes to your house like this, you start misbehaving. Who can relate? How many of you have friends that whenever you talk to them, even if it's on WhatsApp or on the phone, you start lusting? They make you feel very bad. They bring out the evil side of you. Ah! You just be able to say, I remember those days. And this thing, you don't know, Pastor. This thing, you don't know whether you be reverend. No. This thing is not like when you get to one level spiritually. Those demons will say, let's leave him. He's a useless man. This one will not backslide. They stay because they are assigned. They stay because they are assigned. So you must now become very strong to the point that they become useless. You must become what? Very strong. Till those spirits become useless. They will either have to go or be destroyed. Fear is a spirit. The spirit of bondage, there are no items in the spirit realm that don't have some element of spirit. And you need to understand this thing. So that when you bind spirits, you know what you are doing. Sometimes when we say any enemy is sent to police my life, the enemy may not be a human being. It may be the spirit of rejection. You just sit down in your house, you start feeling sorry for yourself. How I wish. While you are wishing, you just enter into depression. How I wish my mother was here. How I wish. How many of you know what I'm talking about? How I wish. I used to tell my brother, I say sometimes when my mom is doing her drama, it makes me miss my dad. I say, Baba, go and talk to your wife. I'm going. I don't have energy. Go and say to yourself, I'm out of here. But now the man has gone. He has left that responsibility to an innocent boy. So now I have to be looking for wisdom to deal with the matter. But if her husband was alive, what's my own? Hello, Setuarai. You want to get married. Your dad is not there. One of your uncle is misbehaving. You just begin to wish if my dad was here. Do you understand what I'm saying? From there, because the spirit assigned to you. You know, I talked about triggers. I talk about boredom. I talk about feelings of rejection. Those are triggers. Especially when you are someone that has very low self-esteem. You just sit down alone. Somebody says something to you. Your mind will just start traveling very far. You start thinking. Before you know it, you become very depressed. You enter into bondage again. You know what bondage means? They come into your house and they tie your hands like this. They start dragging you. Bondage is not, let's have a conversation, I want to put you in bondage. They will bring shackles. That's bondage. Even if the person who put you in bondage decides to leave you here, go to the room there to eat amala, you cannot run. That's bondage. Bondage is a serious matter. And it's a spirit. So you need to cast out every spirit. There's a spirit that gives you the impression you cannot do well. That you are a fake person. You are not as good as... can you relate? You just feel like, even though you are trying very hard to be... That spirit just tells you, maybe you are not really as... You are not smart. Maybe you are not sharp. Maybe, you know. And the moment you... The goal of the spirit of bondage is to make you believe. The same way that the spirit of faith is meant to make you believe. If you find yourself in a point where because you must believe something, you now believe the spirit of faith. Maybe I'm not really that smart. I'm not really brilliant. I'm not good enough. Oh, my height is the problem. People say I'm too short. That's why I cannot marry. People say I'm the one that is too tall too is complaining. They say I'm too tall. Like if you're a lady now, you are very tall. How many? It has reduced the percentage of brothers you can marry, except you are very humble. Meanwhile, the lady that is short too is complaining that they say she's short. Those who are benefiting are those selling high heels and selling all other things. But they have not fixed your problem, but they are making money. Meanwhile, God made everything wonderfully and fearfully. You are the only person, even Satan is amazed that you are feeling sorry for. Satan doesn't understand why. Why? But he has seen that this is the only thing that gives you concern. Even though you wore the eyes the other day, you started using paracetamol because your legs, your legs were aching. My God. What women are going through. Because you are going for a date, and the guy must not look at you and immediately think, she doesn't look like this in the picture. And all of you that are looking at me like you are not the one I'm talking to. You have judged innocent brothers. Some of you ladies, that's the first thing you look at. See where everywhere is quiet too. Hey, Chineke. Okay. I'm just telling you how spirit operate. I'm telling you. Meanwhile, you too. They now told you that, sister, you are not really my type. You now went to, you started feeling bad. Satan came again to lead you to bondage. Whose report? I said, whose report? Will you believe? There's a song we used to sing like that in those days. We shall believe the report of the Lord. The report says I am free. The report said I am healed. The report says victory. We sing the song, but we believe something else. And that is how many are led again into bondage. The people Paul was talking about were not in bondage before. He was warning them so that they will not be led again into bondage, even though they are in Christ. The scripture says in the book of 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18. 1 John chapter 4 verse 18. Are you blessed this evening? So when I come back, not tonight, on another day, we take it a step further. Then maybe we'll pray. But I want you to know that the key to deliverance is knowledge. The Bible says, and that was the first scripture I read. What scripture was that? Proverbs. Say, through knowledge shall the just be delivered. The deliverance of the righteous man is a deliverance of knowledge. Hey, further and that, hear me now. If what you are praying about has no knowledge base, as a Christian, you may be praying in vain. The just, through knowledge, shall be delivered. The deliverance of anybody here now, you are a child of God, must have a knowledge base. There must be something in the word of God that you have found to use as a key or as a case to say, Father, this was how you restored Job. The Bible says, and God restored Job after he prayed for his friends. Lord, this problem has been here for 2 years. Lord, it is time for my restoration. Then you now look for all the people that offended you in that last 2 years. You start praying for them. Are we together? Those people that looked at you and said evil things to your face and said it behind you. You take the principle of Job. You take 1 week, you pray for them, you bless them. And after God saw that, what did he do? He turned again the captivity of Job and blessed him more than he was before. And he restored everything. So that your deliverance is a knowledge-based deliverance. You have to understand this thing. This is the reason why a lot of people are going for deliverance sessions and they are not free. Or they have momentary freedom. Put up that scripture. Let's round up. Are you blessed? There is no fear in love. Aha. Pastor, I want to marry him. But you know, Pastor, I just have this feeling. Hey. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear. Whether it's agape, filio, anyhow you like it. There's no fear in love. Then John goes ahead to qualify this love he's talking about. He calls it perfect. Perfect. It's a perfect love. What does it do? Now, do you remember, stay on this scripture. Do you remember when we read in the scripture that bondage is a spirit that manifests as fear? Which means one of the strategies and keys and weapons that God has given to us for all-round deliverance, especially over fear, is what? Perfect love. This one, we will come to it another day. But perfect love casts out It's like an autopilot thing. So we will come back and define perfect love. But this love is not the love you have for your husband. This love is not the love that you have for your sister. This love is rooted in God. When you begin to operate this love, you serve God because that is your decision. Because you know the value of serving God. You know that spending 2,000 to come to church is not a waste because it's for your God. The same way you do not think you have spent anything. If at the end of the day, after spending like, I don't even think you are going to take anybody out now, and after ordering the food and whatever, I don't think you will spend less than 20,000. I really don't think so. Except both you and the lady are trying to manage. Huh? Refer Max. Uh-huh. So, except you are trying. So, Pastor Charles was talking to me last month. Pastor Charles. So, he said that he took his, I don't know what happened, maybe he took his son. So, the son was like, daddy, take me out, take me out, take me out. The wife was not with them. So, he said, what was the big deal? Just two of us. It should be just two of us. Well, how much will the boy eat? The boy is not aware that we have a new sheriff in town. And the sheriff said there's no subsidy. He said, Pastor, the calculator say on the spot, 8.5. So I was looking at where's the thing we bought. He said the boy was just daddy. Daddy. The boy was just enjoying himself. He could not even put his hand into the thing and say, let us share. Because he could not see. It's as if everything they've cut it into. You take the meat of 2 years ago. You now cut it into four. You are now selling it with the price of. He said, only the boy was happy. He said, he was just looking at it. So, that's a boy, his own son. You now say you want to take Mureniki out. So let's just go out. Let's just have some time to talk. Let's just. All this, let's just. My brother, just make sure you are loaded. Because I can assure you, she become hungry. And if she's not nice, she come with her friend. And you now, because you are filled with the spirit of pride. You cannot tell her that I invited you. I didn't invite your friend. I will do it if I'm not. I don't know you from anywhere. I didn't invite your friend. So let her go and stay there and be browsing. Those of us in the brotherhood, we have opened our eyes. We are not we're the brotherhood, we are not blind anymore. See the way it is, my friends. We are in the brotherhood, amen. We even have a song, an anthem. I finish this message. Our secretary sang one song one time. Some of you think I don't know these things. I just say, they use things to tie me. Say, Dad, come and follow Christ. You think I came by myself? They drag me. They drag me. Say, you. We cannot allow you just be going on the. You will be committing sin as you are coming. Just drag the idiot. Let him come and serve God. Put up that scripture. Let's call it a day. Now, look at one of the characteristics of fear. John tells us that fear has what? Torment. You will have the right answer in front of you, will be unsure. It's like a student that has solved the question and he has gotten it right. With his own hand, he now cancelled everything. Yeah. Did it happen to you in secondary school? You got it, oh. You now took your time to do rubbish. That's why we always tell, oh my God, I can remember so many things. That's why they tell us that in maths, don't cancel, just cross. The teacher may, this one is under pressure. He will go and mark that one you cross. Because if I leave you, you just destroy yourself. Let me help your destiny. Mark this one. This one that you ask fine writing, there's nothing there. Say fear has great torment. Always unsure.
Oh, if I sleep, hey, Lord, as we sleep tonight, let us not from this sleep go die. Let us not die. We plead the blood of Jesus upon this house. The blood of Jesus is not for your house. The blood of Jesus is not for your house. You buy a new car, you're always going in the middle of the night to check if the car is there. Fear has great torment. And if you have a pastor or a prayer leader that is filled with fear, you will see it in the prayer point. Say, some of you don't know Satan. Some of you don't. Is that why we are going to pray? Say, see, let me tell you, there was one brother in our village. They are always in the village. Say, the demon slapped the man. I say, no, this is an error. He slapped our pastor. This is an error. If any demon try it with me, I will tell them to hold you. I will slap my own back. They will continue the deliverance. What's wrong with you? Is that why you are here? To be slapping? Say, fear has great torment. You apply for visa. You see, even you just shaking. Can you tell us why you are here? You mean you wore all this suit to come and be shaking here? You don't know how many people believe in God until they are at the embassy. With anointing oil, big bottles. Including our fast. Test view. Hey, everybody just said, the guy who we attend to doesn't even believe in God. One of our lecturers, very wicked man, come to us. So he came to class and said, some of you I know, you went to that mountain there to pray against me. He said, I came to tell you, your prayer has not been answered. God did not hear. I will destroy you. I will say, look at this one. Look at the way he's looking. I know you have failed. That's the way he talks. He demoralizes. Fear has torment. It always wants to demoralize. Every time you want to say, no, I will not take it. He will tell, who are you? We destroy your brother. We destroy your mother. Well, who are you? It has torment. Anytime you want to rise up and say, no, we will not take it again. You say, who are you? Who are you? It exercises its strength by challenging you. Is this where your mates are? Is this where you should be? If we are talking, you keep quiet. And sometimes he uses people. They talk down on you. Who are you? In this organization, there are only two people that control this place. God and myself. If you are tired, you can go get somebody immediately. Be a rascal. By the time you just feel mesmerized. Do you know how many of us, when I don't know if it still happens now, you go to your office on Monday, they'll tell you, there are many people looking for this job. Eh? They don't say it anymore. That if you are not serious, people want to do this job and they will collect half of your salary. Protect your... We went for meetings on Saturday, Sunday to be hearing that. My area manager said, the other day it was raining. I went to the filling station. I was in the car. I could not come out. I saw one of our colleagues. He was under the rain. He was under the rain. He's no more with us. I am telling you, protect your job. Fear has torment. The day I left him, I did him like, you will not see me under the rain. When I saw my branch manager in Bagada at the filling station, I came down to buy fuel. I said, Benga, how are you, Oga? Long time. It's been a while. With his big smile. So that you will not go on Monday and say, some of our colleagues, I saw them at the filling station. You would. I made sure I smiled. I asked life, how are people coping with the bank? I asked him, what people are coping? He said, you are coping. I told him, sir, shame will not allow him to go and use me to share testimony. 2 Timothy 1:7. Let's close here. We'll continue. This matter has not ended. By the time we are done, you will become a voracious consumer of knowledge in the name of Jesus. Amen. For God has not given to us. Come on, say he has not given to us. If you are experiencing fear of any kind, it didn't come from God. No matter how legitimate it is. If the devil tries to bring your past to remind you that you are not qualified to be blessed, tell him, however right you are, this thing is not from God. The problem is that when Satan brings those accusations, we accept it because we know those things used to be true. Right? It used to be true. So you just like, let me be humble. You know, say you do am. But that's not God's position. No. He says, if you find any accusation, because that's what makes many people, the case of many people, very difficult. You see them when they come, they do like this. Can you tell us your name? Say, my Lord, your honor. It was on the 20th. I'm Chukwuemeka from Isia Langwa, local government area. I don't know why they mention all those things when they go to the station. You tell them your local government. Tell them, what does that? I don't even know where my local government is anymore. But you have to state it. I'm from Kinikon local government. We are the one that stole the bicycle. It's the kind of work we do. We are normally under the bridge. I've never seen the son of a rich man being asked questions like that. Because that rich man may become the next governor tomorrow. You are in trouble. You that put the microphone to be saying, tell us your name, you are in trouble. Please, I want you to understand something foundationally today. If there is any fear that you are experiencing, maybe it's because of the sins that I committed before. The word of God says, God has not given you. You see, God did not talk about fear. He talked about the spirit of fear. I told you, everything in the spiritual realm has essence, has spirit. It's you that call it fear. God calls it spirit. So you can cast out the spirit of fear. As long as you look at it like a psychological case, it may not go. God has not given. He doesn't give. He will not give. Put up that scripture. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he gave us three things. Oh, hallelujah. He gave us three things strong enough to counter fear. The first thing he gave us is the spirit of power. Come on, say power. He gave us power. Huh? Because you need power to cast out spirits. If you cast out a spirit and the spirit is trying to be stubborn, you stand your ground and say, what do you mean? You are going. You are going. If you are not sure you have the power, you say, I cast you out. I cast you out. I say, the demon asks, why is your voice shaking? I used to think that some of these demons don't know how to do their job. They should recruit me. They don't know how to do that. They say, the way I will challenge you, your faith will collapse. Say, I will ask you, the way you are praying for Sarah, was that how Paul prayed before going outside? Don't you know you're a sinner? Hey? If I teach those demons how to do their work, they will get result. I will charge you. What are you saying? Yeah, you are repeating yourself. What's the meaning of that tongue you are speaking? Are you deceiving? I think, deliver yourself from mental slavery. Your pastor, both of you are in the same, you are in the same bondage. I will confuse you. Just let us sleep. It's like the more I bind it, the louder the voice gets. Let's sleep. We'll fight again tomorrow. Then I come to church. Say, pastor, I want to see. It's very important. Every time I finish praying, they will come and press me. Do you know how powerful knowledge is? Oh, you know. About 2 weeks ago, when people just talk something, I'll just be laughing. It is your fight that I'm fighting that me, I'm suffering for. I was at the hospital for like a week, taking injections. I didn't tell anybody in the church. Somebody said, I was trying to send a message to Pastor Ignaz. See the way my angel is looking at you. It is bombastic. My angels, they wear goggles. They don't look at you. I was taking injections. Do you know that on Sunday when I came here, my tongue was very bitter. Some of you were here. You saw me saying I was going to the hospital. For those who stayed late, I said I was going to the hospital. I was at the hospital till 6:30 p.m. on Sunday to see one doctor. Doctor just crossed his legs. He said, yes, what's wrong with you? Doctor said I should introduce myself. I said, I'm Dr. Gwenga Shafe. He looked me. I said, because I just need to get your attention. Before you start, I don't need your pity. I've been waiting since. Don't pity me. Tell me the situation. He said, you're a doctor. I said, yes. Just I cannot treat myself.
He now decided to take me serious. We now did all the tests. All the tests. You know that guy, Tiwe? If your destiny is misread, you see that for 1 hour before the result to come out, you will die. You will resurrect. You will die. It's not the malaria that is worrying again. It is that HIV. And the Holy Spirit warned me. My enemies have caught me. So when I bust into laughter, doctor said, I thought you said you are sick. I said you will not understand. Well, and I gave the doctor juicy. The doctor said, give me 5. He said, but let's still do the test. I said, we'll still do the test. He said, we'll do the test. When the result came out, I went to meet the customer. Says, you see, I said, through knowledge. You see all these things you are doing. It's because you didn't read the Bible. All these witches that are dealing with you, you didn't read the Bible. Go to the customer care. They say, malaria is negative. I say, what? It cannot be negative. They said, no trace. The bitter tongue disappeared. Are you with me? He said, true knowledge. Come on, say true knowledge. Shall the just be delivered? The moment an authority stood and said, you don't have it. It left. The joint pain left. Immediately. Do you know I was laughing in that hospital? I say, now sorry for just kill yourself. You can't reach the test. No, Maria, kill you. Say they say they won't. Because if you say yourself, can't do your own. Man of God, you know that your test result? The people online, I pity them. I hope they are not seeing me as a bad person. You know the result, there's positive one. They use another code. RPV something. I was not looking for it. I used to ask. I say it's like they didn't do the HD. The person say they did it. He did not tell me the result. Instead of you to just tell me the result, you say, no, it's not they did. You want me to slap you? Tell me the result. The person, they hold the tea, they look at. But I no see her. He did my hand, but I no see her. Wait now. Nah. I said they hold the result. But I don't know what they look for inside that result. I can't start saying it's like, this result is not complete. There's the one for blood sugar. There's the one for... You know, as a talker, I don't use my glass. I just quickly look at it. I said, it's not here. They let the look be. He said, they can't say one more phone call. I just die. I resurrect again. We can. You can't leave, you go make a phone call. But whether they ask you important question. Unfortunately, this is the pastor. So you know your own matter will be serious. My brother, say no, it's RPV or one thing. I say, which one will be RPV? 1.1. Say negative. I say, you just say it. No, I begin to speak English. I say, me, I didn't laugh myself. I say, see you. So it's a misspeak grammar. You went there, they used to the bank. Say, when they tell you anything, they can't tell you, say that. I say, I know, okay. So why is it? I say, no, it's a name for it. I say, okay. So it's okay. What about the blood sugar? Wait till concern me with blood sugar. Where are they go out? Do you know that? The drug they said I should take, I left it, I went. They pack medicine up till now, then they call me, I never go. I don't get malaria, I don't get it, okay. Till another time, we'll go see. We'll go see another time. Now, malaria, they kill us in Nigeria. I don't get malaria, where they go, man. Now, fear. Look at that information. Look at what it did to me. I was so sick, I was in my house, just managing. All that time, we were doing the 3 nights, I was not feeling fine, no. Meanwhile, after the call, prayer, some people call, Pastor, just say a word. Pastor, say a word. Hey, me too, I need word. As I was prophesying to all of you, it's not hard for me to hear God for you. But in that country, I could not hear God for myself. Through knowledge, the just shall be delivered.
There is, you need to bury yourself in the word of God and read it like your life depends on it. Don't read it religiously again. Because the more you accumulate and grow in knowledge, the Bible says grace and peace will be multiplied to you. The peace around your life, the peace in your heart, the peace around everything that surrounds you will be multiplied. Some things are tied to knowledge. So go back. Take this message. Listen to it again. Listen to it again. Listen to the jokes. It's part of the message. Because you can be anointed, but you will be in bondage. You can be righteous. If you don't have the right knowledge, you will be in bondage. Fear will torment you. You may be delivering others, but you will be living in fear. Ah, my father died at this age. Will I live beyond that age? Oh, this happened to my mother. She died of cancer. Will it happen to me? Through knowledge, the righteous shall be delivered. Hallelujah. Pray in the spirit for a minute. And thank God for what you have heard. Because tonight we are establishing your victory in Christ Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.